Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. Hey friend, we have something special just for you. We are so excited to offer a free live birth training.
That's right. We will both be there and we want to see you there too. So head to myessentialbirth.com/register and we'll see you in the training. I'm really excited about today's topic because not only does it hold a special place in my heart, but I also know how powerful it is to any and all women who are going through birth and something that can be used before and after that experience as well. So we want to get into the power of positive affirmations. And I'm going to preface this by letting you all know that we have a special treat for you, and that is that we're going to include in this episode, so stay with us till the end, a portion of one of our meditations that we give to our students within the course. You guys are gonna love it.
So I feel like the minute a woman announces to the world, hey, I'm pregnant, we're so excited, the horror stories start to flood in from well-meaning friends, family, neighbors, ladies from church, pretty much anyone, because I still don't understand what the intention is if they're trying to like prepare you for what they think birth would be like.
Okay, so I actually have like a theory on this. And I think honestly that what is happening is there needs to be some validation for what happened to them. And there's probably a lack of them having a positive experience sharing that story and getting the correct kind of feedback. So I think it's really something that they need validation as they're saying it. That's my theory.
No, I think you're totally right. Okay, so this happened to me. I think this happens to a lot of women. I was at a play group I had already obviously had a kid or two at a mommy play group, and somebody announced that they were expecting, and then everybody wanted to share their birth story, except it was almost like a one-up. You know, so somebody would say, oh my gosh, I was in labor for 24 hours and holy cow, I pushed for 4 hours and it was
my epidural didn't work all the way. Right? I felt everything.
And then the next woman feels like, oh gosh, you think 24 hours is long? I was in labor for 36 hours and ended up with a third degree tear because of the episiotomy my doctor gave me. Oh my gosh. And it just keeps going around and around. And I sat there watching this poor girl's face. And it just goes from being like, oh, okay, to just totally mortified. But I think you're right. I think that people share those kind of experiences because they need to hear and feel back that, oh my gosh, you poor thing. Yeah, you shouldn't have had to go through that. Like right. They need that validation. But no matter the reason for why they're being shared, I feel like that can just really kind of set your mind up for some fears surrounding birth. And, you know, it creates and feeds that lie that birth is scary, birth is unpredictable, birth is something to be endured rather than enjoyed. And so we know that there's a way that women can redo some of that bad programming that we've sort of absorbed from who knows, whenever you were old enough to start hearing birth stories.
Yeah. So I have a neat experience with this because, to be fair, I probably was in the one-up category after my first birth. Like I wanted validation. That was intense. Right. But I also like on that note, I just want to say it's really important that we don't judge each other for anything in regards to like birth and birth stories, because you don't know why somebody or how somebody is feeling about a certain situation that they've had. So it's really important to just kind of love on each other. I will say though, when you're pregnant, you're super suggestive. And so for me, when I'm pregnant, it's really important for me, as much as I might love somebody, to not try and absorb that birth story if it's a not positive experience.
I've even heard women who have said, if they can tell that somebody's about to share a birth story with them, they will very sweetly, very politely say, I hope this is a positive story. I'm trying to keep my mind positive and prepared for birth. And so if it is, please share it with me.
I love that.
Isn't that nice? Just that is to kind of protect yourself just a little bit from that negativity.
Super smart. Okay, so what happened with me with my third birth, and I've shared my birth story now on the podcast, so you guys might know this a little bit, but I was having a home birth, and it wasn't my first choice, but it was necessary in order for me to have another vaginal birth after cesarean, and I prepared myself in every way that I could, you know, the birth classes, the practicing with my husband, I got a doula, a midwife, all the support that I could imagine around me that was super positive, even positive birth stories from other women, but when it was getting closer to like the end game here, I was like looking at my stomach and just thinking, there's no way but out. Like the baby's got to come out. Like, oh dang, I've never had a birth without an epidural at that point or some kind of medication or help. So I had a little bit of a panic where I was like, can I really do this? Or should I trust my body to really be able to do this? So I reached out to my doula and told her, look, I'm feeling crazy here. And she sends back this massive list of positive affirmations. And along with that, she gave me several articles to read because she was just really awesome. But she gave me these articles to read and this long list of positive affirmations. She said, take what you like, leave the rest, and here's what you have to do. She's like, don't just read them. She said, you need to start saying them out loud and do it several times a day. And I joke that I was desperate enough at that point that sounded like a good idea, right? Okay, that'll help. So, but I did start doing those things. I picked my favorites. I even made a few of my own. And then I started reading them out loud. And I kid you not, it was like a week or two. And I went from being like scared and nervous to extremely prepared. I was confident and excited. And I was like, I can do this. So it had a massive, massive effect on my entire being during that pregnancy.
I want to bring somebody on here at some point in our podcast to talk about the science behind why affirmations work, because they do. And, you know, we have anecdotal experiences. Stephanie shared hers that are very, very real, but I know that there is a science behind it. I remember somebody saying, I'm going to geek out here.
I didn't even know there was science. So go ahead. I mean, it makes sense.
Neurons in your brain that fire together wire together. So if you start visualizing your birth, and as you're visualizing your birth, you're saying things, my body is perfectly capable of birthing my baby. I open easily and effortlessly. Your brain will start to kind of wire those thoughts together and solidify them. And this is how people can undo years of bad mental programming, bad lies that we've told ourselves. I'm not beautiful. I'm not worthy. You can redo and rewire all those thoughts and change them into what you want them to be. So there really is a science behind it, and they really are so effective. I know that for me, and I don't even think I realized that I was doing affirmations, but for almost every single one of my births, whenever I was in that first stage of birth, which is where your cervix is trying to open or dilate to 10 centimeters, I would visualize a circle getting bigger. For some reason, I got creeped out by a flower blossoming and opening. That was just not a visual I wanted to have. But I just pictured just a general circle that would start small and get bigger. And I would do that through each contraction. And what I was saying to myself in my mind was, I open easily and effortlessly. And I said it over and over and over. And I'm convinced that that's part of the reason why I had such an easy time with every single birth during that first stage of labor. And so they really are quite effective. I, as a doula, when my clients seem to be hitting a wall, or if I really want them to feel confident going into things, I had meditation tracks of affirmations I would have them listen to. And you could just see their body relax, and you could see them feel more confident in themselves and in their power and let go of any fear that they were hanging on to. Their affirmations are just awesome. I even say them to myself now as a mom. I am patient and gentle with my children, yep. Right? So they're great for any stage of life, but they're especially effective during pregnancy and birth.
Yeah. And I like that you brought in the visual aspect of it, because we were kind of talking before the episode began here, and I had that same experience. So I'm a very visual person. And for me, to understand the mechanics of what was going on in my body, how my uterus worked, how the muscles worked, how my baby worked with it, that's what I would visualize during it. And my mantra, so I had these these affirmations that happened coming up to birth to make me strong and confident and excited to be able to give birth. But during birth, it was the same kind of thing. But now they were affirmations for birth. And mine was, you can do this for a minute. It's just for a minute, you know? And just that constant while I was visualizing my cervix opening, my uterus contracting, my baby pushing, all those things. So
that was when my husband would say to me during birth too,
You liked this.
I liked this. You can do. Well, I hated it when he said, come on, five more contractions. And I'm like, five contractions feel like an eternity. Yeah. Stop saying that. And I know I said to him, stop saying that.
Yeah.
So he was so great. Poor guy. He didn't take offense to it at all, which a partner in birth cannot at all.
Right.
And so he just changed it. You can do anything for a minute. We're going to take it one at a time. You can do this one. And for me, I kind of saw it as getting to the next hill. You're right. I can just, I can do one more. And that's all I could. I didn't want to think further ahead than that. I couldn't think further ahead than that, but I could do that one. So,
well, how many of us do that in like everyday life? Like, I can do this today. Just one day at a time.
It's only 1 hour to bedtime.
Right?
I can be a patient and gentle, loving mother for one more hour until they're in bed.
Well, and I posted recently, even on our Instagram story, I have affirmations up for my essential birth. We have a vision for this, you know? Affirmations work in everyday life. So they're beautiful. It's gold. Okay, so along with the awesome meditations that we are about to give you, this is from one of our tracks within our course. We're going to give you a little snippet. It's not the whole thing, but we want you to be able to play this continually for yourself. And while you're listening to it, take that time to visualize your ideal birth or something that is very positive for this birth experience for you. And then along with that, we're also going to give you one of our special downloads, and this will be a download of positive affirmations for pregnancy and birth. We'll have a little bit of both on there. And these are things that you can add to or take away from and start doing just what we talked about. Say them out loud every single day, several times a day, and then report back to us. Tell us how it's going for you.
And if you really want to supercharge this, so we're combining the power of visualization with these affirmations that you're saying out loud, you're saying in your mind, you're saying them on repeat during the day. If you want to supercharge all of that, one more geeky thing, and then I swear I'll be done. It's your olfactory bulb, so your sense of smell, that helps to unlock the amygdala in your brain where all the emotion and things reside. So use visualization with repetition and saying these things out loud, and then use a powerful essential oil that you like, that you enjoy. Don't choose something stinky, right? But Wild Orange or doTERRA's Balance. Combine that with these affirmations and visualization, because it's all going to create a connective response, so that when you're in birth or when you're feeling a little bit of anxiety about there's no way to go but out for this baby, the minute you start to visualize or even smell that essential oil, it'll bring back that flood of positive feeling and the I got this.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot, and we won't get into it here now. We're about to just go right into the affirmations, but there is, when we talk about relaxation and things like that, it's all muscle memory. So everything that she's talking about, you can include turning off the lights, being in a quiet place every time you listen to it, things that are going to be that you can bring back to. And in other words, like she said, if you, every time you smell Balance or Wild Orange or Lavender, because you've used that every single time you go to do a meditation or to be calm or relaxed, then your body will naturally, maybe you don't want to hear the affirmations during during your actual birth, but all of a sudden you smell that scent and it helps you relax. Same kind of thing.
Feel confident. Yep. Exactly. All right. So without further ado, here is an excerpt from our meditation track within the course that will help you feel confident for pregnancy and birth.
My essential birthing affirmations. My body and my baby are healthy and strong. I am preparing every day for an easy, comfortable birth. My birth will go smoothly because of the preparations I am making every day. I have the energy I need to accomplish the necessary tasks of my day. I choose the best food available to me to nourish my body and my baby. Everything I choose to do serves the higher purpose of keeping myself, my baby, and my family strong and healthy. I choose to embrace peace and reject fear as I prepare for my baby's birth. I have an innate trust in my baby and my body. I see my baby positioned perfectly for birth. My baby knows what to do. My baby knows when it is time to be born. I trust that my baby and body will choose the exact right time. My body and baby know how to work together, and I trust the process of birth. I have the wisdom and intuition to know what is necessary for myself and my baby. I meet the challenges of birthing head on. I release and let go and allow my body to birth easily and comfortably. I welcome each sensation and breathe through intensity. With each inward breath, I feel more peace and calm. With each outward breath, I release tension and fear. I will birth my baby fearlessly, filled with love and confidence. My baby and I are bonded together. We work together during birth to accomplish something amazing. I welcome each strong sensation during labor because they bring my baby closer to me. I focus only on my breath and allow my pelvis and cervix to open to make space for my birth to advance. As my birth progresses, I soften and open easily. My mind and body are relaxed and patient. I can't wait to meet my baby. These sensations aren't bigger than my body. This is my body doing exactly what it needs to do so that I can meet my baby. I am empowered. I am the decision maker in my birth. I see myself surrounded by a loving and supportive birth team. My healthy body gives birth simply and easily. I follow the leads that my body gives me, and I push my baby down and out easily. My body knows what to do. I calmly accept any twists and turns of my birth journey. I surrender to the life-changing experience that this birth will be. I release expectations and yield to the beautiful birth that my partner, my baby, and I create together. In my mind's eye, I see my new baby cuddled on my chest, and that gives me the strength to keep moving through my birth toward that moment. I am connected to all the women giving birth around the world right now. They can do it, and so can I. My perineal tissues open and expand, and my baby comes out smoothly. During my postpartum period, I listen to the cues of my body and allow it time to heal and recover. My intuition tells me what my body needs. I celebrate my achievements during my birthing time. I am strong and powerful. I am enough.
Hey friend, we have something special just for you. We are so excited to offer a free live birth training.
That's right. We will both be there and we want to see you there too. So head to myessentialbirth.com/register and we'll see you in the training.
All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.